you.
I'm gonna need 2 minutes.
We're taking a 2-minute break.
Now they need their policy.
Promise I won't say anything.
Would you identify yourselves?
Ken Slater, attorney Howard and Sage, representing each of the authorities.
Good afternoon, Mayor Bonnie Sinay from Putnam, Connecticut.
And we're also representing the appellate.
Your brief statement?
Yes, and a presentation will be brief as well, which I'm sure the board won't be upset with. You will make a record, of course, of this one, but you heard from us earlier this morning. And you'll hear testimony similar to what you heard this morning. And all things considered, based on the record of the applicant, the mayor decided that the person shouldn't be qualified, both as a result of the repeated convictions. We believe there's three from the FBI report as opposed to the two that was put on the application, but based on a series of arrests involving DUIs, one of which involved an automobile accident, that the permit should not be issued.
Attorney Sherman?
I'll pass, thank you.
Attorney Slater?
And what is your opposition with the title plan?
My opposition is because of the three...
No, what is your position? I'm sorry, my question wasn't...
I'm good, I haven't had my donut yet. I'm the mayor of Putnam.
And how long have you served as mayor?
8 years.
And in that capacity, are you asked to act on applications for concealed carry pistol permits?
Yes.
And about how many actually have you had?
Probably over 100.
And how many have you denied?
Three.
And this being one of the three?
Yes, sir.
And did you have an experience in law enforcement before you became mayor?
Yes, sir.
And what was that experience?
I had 27 years with the Connecticut State Police.
Can you tell the board your thought process with respect to your decision in this case to deny the permit?
My thought process with, I was concerned about three DWIs and the liability to the town and issuing a permit in this situation in regards to this case.
And did you ultimately determine, don't believe that the applicant should be qualified to carry a pistol?
Not at this point.
I have nothing for you.
Cross-examination, Attorney Sherman?
I guess, Mayor, I'm wondering what is the connection in your mind between this record and the permit?
I feel that alcohol is involved in a lot of times, most times with a gun permit, where people have drank beyond their capacity, and at that point, with a gun in the hand, they become it becomes an issue.
Okay, thank you. I don't think we're...
Questions from the board?
Sure. What's the nexus between his DUIs and when was the last DUI he had?
2019.
Okay. Do you have any background on that case?
I'm sure other than what FBI provided you.
Okay. Did he disclose these arrests and convictions on his application? We don't have a copy of his application.
Oh, I'm sorry. He stated he had two of them, okay? And then the FBI came in, there was a third one in 2019.
And what was, and was, and there was a conviction on that one?
Let me see where we're going. 2019 DUI, blood alcohol, misdemeanor, plea of nolo contendere, fine, 1 year loss of license, substance abuse counseling, restitution out of pocket,
And where was that?
It looked like Greenwich, Rhode Island.
I don't see that one. I don't know if you see that one.
I don't see a 2019.
No,
in our packet.
We don't. 2016. Yeah.
I have a 2016 arrest that led to the 2019 conviction, but that's none of that's shown on your report.
Yeah. So the 2016 arrest
is a conviction for 2019.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
The incident is 2016.
A follow-up question, if you
Well, no, I was just, so just to clarify, the arrest occurred in 2016?
Yes.
Okay, and what was the disposition in 2019?
That's disposition I had, put a nolo contendo, fine, loss of license for 1 year. Substance abuse counseling, restitution out of pocket. That's what I have for 2019, sir.
And any other, are you aware of any negative interactions with the police other than the DUI cases?
The two DWIs, no, sir.
And you don't have any background on any of the DWIs?
No, sir.
Did you try to find anything?
No, sir.
So you just looked at the record and said that was it?
Yes, sir. I looked at the records and the finding of the records were both the same, basically, in regards to the DWI.
I have nothing else.
Other questions from the board?
I would just have the same question. We always like to know what happened. A DUI could be the ultimate disposition, but it could have been an accident that killed two people. And you don't, do you have any information about the nature of any of these DUIs?
One of them was failed to stop for an accident resulting in damage to another vehicle in the DUI. That's all I got from the DUI.
Did you try to get the police reports for these cases?
No, sir.
You should always do that. Correct me if, I wanted to make sure I got, it was 2008, the first DUI that you have? Is that correct?
2008, yes, sir.
And then second offense, 2012?
Yes, sir.
And 2016, was that another DUI arrest?
That's the 2019 conviction.
Right, but it said, I'm looking at his appellant's question.
2016 was DUI, alcohol, second offense, DAC unknown. Misdemeanor, duty to stop accident resulting damage to attempted vehicle.
All right, so 2016 says second offense also?
Yes, sir.
Even though it's really the third?
You know, even looking at the record, it seems like there was two, the case was continued for 3 years.
Right, I understand that. I'm just trying to understand how many DUI arrests and how many DUI convictions do we have.
Okay. It appears that there's two.
What about the 2012?
2012, nolo plea, 3 months probation, suspended, 9 months jail, fine $1,000, 2 years loss of license.
So that was a DUI as well?
Yes.
So three altogether. Other questions from the board?
Did he answer you? I'm sorry. There are three DUIs, 08, 12, and 16. Is that correct?
In 12 and 16, there was two DUIs from the best I can take, from the best I can look at the record. There was one in 2008.
Yeah. So there were three?
There was three.
Yeah, 8, 12, and 16.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Unfortunate four-year sequence here.
And I just would have one question. So, and it's the 2008, just to clarify, it's the 2008 DUI that was not referenced on the application.
Yes, I'm sorry, yes, it was.
So, two of them were, but not the 2008 were on the application.
Again, any questions? Attorney Sherman?
No, thank you.
So your case, sir.
Thank you. I'd like to call the appellant, please. How old are you?
47.
Working?
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm a mortgage broker and a licensed insurance agent.
Okay. And single, married?
Married.
Married? How long married?
Going on 5 years.
Okay. I want to ask you some questions about these three. There are three.
Correct.
Right? Okay. Let's talk about the 2016 arrest, which resulted in a conviction in 2019. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. What was that case about, please? What happened?
Well, I was leaving, I still don't understand this whole thing with that. I was on a boat when I actually got arrested, wasn't even driving a car, but apparently somebody hit my car in the parking lot of the marina, said I was driving my car. I was leaving from South Carolina the next day, I was meeting my friends, saying goodbye. So I was drinking that night, and when the cop came, it was just everybody staring at you, the whole marina, and I was like, just arrest me then. I figured I'd get it. So it took 3 years after that to even get this thing, and I just said, I had enough, just plead guilty.
So, hang on a second here. Somebody hit your car that was parked at the marina, is what you testified, right?
I didn't testify, I just pled guilty.
No.
Testified now.
Why not, right?
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. You were not driving?
No.
Were you operating a boat under the influence?
No, it was tied to a dock.
Okay. So, you're saying you were not really guilty of drunk driving, right, in this case, is that right? Okay. And this dragged on for 3 years?
Yes.
At court, why?
More so, we've been just looking for the person that said it, and I just, I don't know, we just kept...
Looking for the person who accused you of it?
Well, more than anything, I moved to South Carolina, and I just said, heck with this. So, I don't know.
Wait. Let's slow down, too fast.
Yeah.
Okay. It dragged on because someone was looking for the person who made the accusation, is that what you're saying?
Well, I was going to, I never did, I just let it drag on and drag on.
Oh, okay.
And like I said, my now wife flew down to South Carolina. I did have an issue for my arrest because I moved there and I missed a court date. And I asked them, I said, listen, I cannot get a plane until, you know, the following day, whatever. And they had a court date, I couldn't get to it. I asked them to extend it, they didn't, they issued an arrest. My now wife is my first girlfriend when I was, 10 years old. So 25 years later, I got in touch with her on Facebook. She flew down after, you know, a couple of days of talking. She came down, spent a week, flew home, came down a second time. I moved back to Rhode Island with her and cleared all this up.
Cleared it all up by pleading no contest?
Correct.
No contest? Okay, so you pleaded guilty in 2019 to the 2016 arrest.
Okay.
Excuse me. The 2008 drunk driving, what happened there, please?
Yeah, it wasn't another, that was my own vehicle. I did get in an accident with it. I came home after 13 years of marriage and my house was empty. My ex-wife left for somebody else. That night, I went and just was drinking and being stupid, just feeling stupid. But yeah, I came home, the house was empty. And I am so scared.
Okay, was there an accident?
There was.
One car accident?
My vehicle.
Okay.
I hit a car.
Okay. And the 2012 drunk driving?
Yeah.
What was that about?
That was boss. A friend called me up and said, listen, you know, there's some guys bothering me at a bar. Can you come pick me up? So that's what I did. I left the house. I was drinking. And went to get her. And then the subscribers pulled.
Hope you sort of mumbled that last part.
Sorry, I was pulled over as well.
Okay. So in 08 and 12, you acknowledged that you were driving under the influence, right?
Yes.
Okay. How come, well, have you driven under the influence since 2012?
Since 2016.
No.
Well, that
have
was
you,
long.
I didn't no. ask you if you've been arrested.
No.
Have you driven under the influence since 2012?
No, I'm not. I do not drink and drive ever again. I learned my lesson. That was expensive. It was nuts. I heard. No.
Was the situation with your now ex-wife, was that a factor in your drinking in 2012?
It was as well.
Okay. Can you tell the board a little bit about, I mean, were you drinking every day or what?
It was just one of those worst of us you could ever possibly think of. And it was just lying. It was a horrible, she just lied on everything. It was just no matter what I could do, I couldn't do anything because I wasn't going to put my kids on the stand. So after the court dates, yes, I would go and drink. Did I drink every day? No. But it seems like every time I did, I get in trouble, which after a while you do learn. You know, I was 30 years old and I had a family. I had two kid children with her and it just, that was it. It was just over. Yeah, I know every 4 years it seems like it was something, something, something. You know, I don't drink and drive. I have never been in trouble for anything prior, anything after that.
Okay. Then, you remarried when, please?
COVID, so it was 2020.
Okay. Things are good at home?
Excellent. Okay. My little grandbaby now. It's good.
When's the last time you had a drink?
My birthday, April.
Your birthday in April?
Yeah.
Okay. Where were you?
That's at my house, I think. On a factory.
What'd you have?
A beer.
One beer?
It's usually all I ever have.
Okay.
If, yeah.
Okay. I have nothing further.
Questions?
It must be a remarkably traumatic event for you to come home to an empty house in 2008. Is that fair to say?
That was horrible, yes.
Also fair to say, guessing that it was also traumatic to end the day by wrecking your car and getting arrested for DUI. You remember those events very clearly today, correct?
No, I don't remember the dates of them. I don't remember.
No, the event itself.
But I know they happened.
Is there a reason why you didn't list that conviction on your application to the town planner?
After the fact, when I already filled that out and whatnot, I did realize it wasn't, but I was also thinking, because they say after so many years in Rhode Island that it doesn't count against you as far as like a third offense or whatnot, and the period had gone by. So I did not do that intentionally to leave it off. I knew the background check would, no matter what, would have everything on there. I get one every single year from my mother. I have to get fingerprinted and background checked every single year just to keep my licenses. So it was something that was never going to be missed. It's always on there. Don't know why exactly. This is other than it could have either. I definitely did not forget it. I remember those nights. So I didn't do it intentionally. I didn't even realize that was even on there until just now when you pointed that out.
Okay, so a moment ago I thought you testified that you realized after you filed it and decided not to because you thought it might have been, just if you don't mind, finish the question, that you thought that it might be old enough and maybe in Rhode Island it was wiped away. So did you think about that after you filed the application but before today?
Yes.
And did you contact Mayor Sine and let him know just so that you would be surprised when a report came in and showed another conviction?
No.
Why not?
Let me see the conviction and see if he's going to make a decision. He's going to make a decision on what's on there.
Okay. Let's turn to your most recent conviction. That involved an instance in which your car struck another vehicle in a parking lot in a marina. Is that correct?
Pardon me. That wasn't his testimony.
Well, somebody struck my car.
Somebody struck your car?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And ultimately, did you admit in court that the state had evidence to convict you of a third DUI? And so you're saying today there was no evidence, but you did say in a court that the state did have evidence, correct? I have nothing further.
Questions for the appellant?
Did you drive your car drunk to the marina?
I was drinking.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you got arrested for DUI, because somebody proved you drove it, not because your car was hit in the parking lot, or not because you were on the boat, it's because you drove there while drinking.
Yeah, I wasn't pulled over in my vehicle.
Well, exactly, but it seems to me that
but
you're trying
to... But I don't know what my blood alcohol content was at that time. Was it drinking when I drove?
Because you froze. I mean, you refused, right? Then you refused to take the test?
Well, that, but I was also drinking after the fact for a couple of hours.
It just seems like you were being evasive enough that you're trying to hide that from us, even.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hide it.
The guilty verdict's clear, but the story about someone hit your car and you were falsely accused is not true. You were driving drunk.
Okay.
Right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And which accident was an evading where you hit someone or hit a car and left the scene? Was that 08?
That was 2016.
So that was the one at the marina.
Right.
So you had an accident, drove to the marina.
Don't remember ever having an accident.
So someone did. So, did someone hit your car in the parking lot?
So I did have orange paint on my vehicle when I went out. When I got out of jail the next day, it was paint on my car.
Right.
So when I was at the entrance, so it looked like somebody clipped the front of my car.
Right.
but I was drinking prior. Everybody knows everybody in the marina except for me. So somebody could have said, yeah, he was drinking when he got here. He could have said, you know, he hit that, maybe that person hit me, and they blamed me for that.
Yeah, but what happened? You were there. I mean, did you hit somebody before you got there?
I blacked out that night of that whole thing.
You were that drunk that you totally lost your memory? Well, this makes a whole lot more sense than what you testified to initially. And how about the other two, 08 and 12? One of those an evading accident also, where you hit something and left? You said one was a guardrail.
Correct, that was in 2008.
And you just stopped?
Yeah.
Was your car disabled?
That was it.
All right, in 2012, what was that?
I got pulled over.
And that was the one where you were going to the bar?
Right.
And you were drinking at home?
Yeah.
Were you alone at home?
Yes.
One of these, at least one, probably all, you had to go through either alcohol counseling or substance abuse counseling,
correct,
something like that. How many of those did you do?
All of them, every one of them.
So after 2008, you went to alcohol counseling?
Correct.
And after 2012?
Correct.
And both of those times were ineffective because in 2016 you were doing,
correct,
it again? When was the last time you were drunk?
The last time I was actually drunk,
yes,
was when in 2000, probably about the same year, 2016 in South Carolina. And right before I got back with my now wife.
And when was the last time you had any alcohol at all and then driven a car?
I have not been in a car.
Even one beer?
My wife and I will switch off if we go out to dinner, and I will not do it.
Okay, and you, no, I will not do it, and I haven't done it.
Sorry, I have not.
All right, thank you.
Other questions? Your final argument, or have we already done that?
No, not yet.
Well, the question is often the question here.
Bless you.
Is this past behavior still a good predictor of his future behavior? I can understand concern about alcohol and firearms, absolutely. I don't minimize that problem at all. But I think it's clear that there was a factor in his life for quite a few years, which was the relationship with his now ex-wife, which is over. He's happily married 5 years now to somebody different. And that's why he hasn't been arrested now in, really, it's 9 years since 2016. Last time that he was arrested for anything, drunk driving otherwise. So I don't see that these three cases from 08, 12, and 16 are a good predictor anymore of what his conduct is going to be in the future. I think that he has he's testified credibly about his current drinking situation. And his wife does the driving if they're out, and he had a drink, and that's it. I think that we'd see more on his record if it were still a problem. Thank you.
Attorney Slater?
I think there's two things I'd like to point out. First, I'm not up to speed on the statistics, and I might be wrong, but I'm very confident that two of the most dangerous things that we deal with in our society that result in accidental deaths are automobiles and firearms. The latter is why you exist and why it's such an important process that you're trying to get a permit. In this instance, you've heard when the appellant had dealt with very stressful situations, he behaved with very bad judgment. And that's whether it's credible that he is not having an alcohol problem right now or doesn't drink very often. It was an instance where he was faced with a great deal of stress, and having that responsibility of having a concealed carry firearm, what's going to happen when that next stressful situation occurs. The other is one, there's a reason why everyone's put under oath, and in your position of judging people's credibility. And based on what I heard, I think there's some reason for you to question that as well. The decision, credibility, deciding not to put what could be argued as the most egregious of the three, resulting in a conviction, that it seemed to be inconsistent testimony, but at the end was that he remembered that conviction but opted not to inform the issuing authority that he did include a conviction on that. And then I thought very inconsistent testimony with respect to the third conviction and how that happened, and that initially just waving it off that there was nothing and I was just on a boat drinking, and then as more testimony came out, it was certainly more than that. So those things, you consider, we understand, you know, Mayor Sine didn't look into some additional information on this and saw, based on his experience from the report, that he had enough to make the judgment. I'm confident that if he heard everything he heard today, he'd be even more convinced not to issue that permit. We believe that for the same reason, you should vote in or decide in favor of the issuing authority.
Sure. This is a denial by Putnam. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was three DUI arrests in 2008, 2012, and 2016.
Comments by the board?
I just had these three convictions happened in Connecticut, it's possible that they would have been considered felonies, a felony conviction after the second one. Second conviction in Connecticut is a felony. Being Rhode Island, I don't know what their law is. And one thing I didn't ask was there another one? Because usually you don't get convicted on your first one, so I thought maybe there was a first one. But anyway, had these happened in Connecticut, it's very likely he would have a felony conviction for second offense DUI at a minimum, which would have made him ineligible. But here we're talking about suitability.
The only comment I'll make is, in the future, Mayor, please be more detailed in your denial letters. The appellant has a right to know what he's being denied for.
I think after sitting before this board, okay, you will get a lot more information.
Okay. The appellant deserves it. The appellant deserves it. Just so he's prepared. And the second is, the failure to disclose one of the arrests of the application was new information to the board that you're considering that in suitability. I don't even know if it's brought up in the opening. As that was one of the reasons for denial. It's not in our packet. It's not in the denial letter. I don't even believe it was in the attorney's opening. And then you start to bring it up.
It was not in the
attorney's
opening.
Yeah, it was not in the
attorney's opening. My apologies to the applicant and this board.
Just some notes.
Learning.
Yep. So the appellant has the right to know what he's going to discuss. But 2016, 9 years ago, three DUIs. The thing that bothers me the most is the explanation of the 2016 incident. It was initially just someone struck his car and he was taken off his boat. He doesn't know why. I believe that was the first sort of explanation of that occurrence. Didn't know why he dragged it on because he wanted to fight it. As it went on, there was definitely more to that. It shouldn't have had to come out that way, and sort of bothersome for me as far as credibility factor. So.
Mr. Gray?
Is it voting time or these comments?
Oh, you're right up there.
No.
Anything else? Any other comments?
No comments.
Now it's voting time. All
right. Issuing authority.
Tony Sinetti?
Yeah, I'll have to go with the issuing authority.
Dr. Conrad?
Also upholding the issuing authority. Colonel Overton?
Issuing authority.
Chief Ronsley?
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time.
I'll be there.
I'll be more.